happy to see you. I'm dressed warmly because it's freezing back there. And so I'm wearing J.D. Daugherty merchandise, which I really liked. I actually bought one. But so anyway, I wanted to say hello. And I'm really excited because today I got this from my publisher. And it'll be ready in January 19th, but I got the first copy. And I just got it on the way here, so I'm sort of still really excited. It's called Just Kids. And this is Robert Mapplethorpe and I in 1969 on the cover in Coney Island. And so I just was excited and thought I would read you a couple paragraphs from it. And what else? There was something else I wanted to tell you. Oh, yeah, I wanted to tell you a little something about our merchandising. You know, it's some stuff, you know, but some signed t-shirts and stuff. But there's 11 bags, and in these 11 bags I put stuff in, you know, and it's all my stuff, you know, like Maria Callas CDs and some books I like, and a Polaroid, and some soap from my travels, and because I hoard all the soaps from the hotels, and my old t-shirts. And we put together like 10 or 11 a night. And they cost a lot of money, and you have to pay cash, but that's because the money's going right to the homeless, to soup kitchens. So, and all the stuff is mine. And nothing too pathetic. It's all stuff I like. I'm not just trying to unload my crap on you. It's just a... So, anyway. So I thought that I would read just a little bit before our opening guests come out. Read you just a little bit. I'm so excited. So this is from the first chapter. It tells about me coming to New York City in 1967. And... roaming around the streets of New York. I walked down 2nd Avenue, Frank O'Hara territory. Pink light washed over rows of boarded buildings. New York light, the light of the abstract expressionists. I thought Frank would have loved the color of the fading day. Had he lived, he might have written an elegy for John Coltrane, like he did for Billie Holiday. I spent the evening checking out the action on St. Mark's Place, long-haired boys scatting around in striped bell-bottoms and used military jackets flanked with girls wrapped in tie-dye. There were flyers papering the streets announcing the coming of Paul Butterfield and Country Joe and the Fish. White Rabbit was blazing from the open doors of the Electric Circus. The air was heavy with unstable chemicals, mold, and the earthly stench of hashish. The fat of candles burned and great tears of wax spilled over the sidewalks. I can't say I fit in, but I felt safe. No one noticed me. I could move freely. There was a roving community of young people sleeping in the parks and makeshift tents, the new immigrants invading the East Village. I wasn't akin to these people, but because of the free-floating atmosphere, I could roam within it. I had faith. I sensed no danger in the city, and I never encountered any. I had nothing to offer, and I had nothing to offer a thief, and I didn't fear men on the prowl. I wasn't of interest to anybody, and thus that was in my favor for the first few weeks of July, when I bummed around, free to explore by day, sleeping where I could at night. I sought doorwells, subway cars, even a graveyard. Startled to wake up beneath the city sky or being shaken by a strange hand. Time to move along, time to move along. Sometimes it got a little rough. I would sleep in somebody's hallway. It wasn't much fun, but I had my mantra, I'm free, I'm free. Although after several days, my other mantra, I'm hungry, I'm hungry, seemed to be in the forefront. I wasn't worried though. I just needed a break, and I wasn't going to give up. It was the summer Coltrane died, the summer of Crystal Ship. Flower children raised their empty arms, and China exploded the H-bomb. Jimi Hendrix set his guitar in flames in Monterey. AM radio played Ode to Billy Joe. There were riots in Newark, Milwaukee, and Detroit. It was the summer of Elvira Madigan, the summer of love. And in this shifting, inhospitable atmosphere, a chance encounter changed the course of my life. It was the summer I met Robert Mapplethorpe. Lenny Kaye has joined me. We're gonna do a little song. Always at the end of the year, we contemplate beautiful things. We contemplate some of our losses. This year, we lost Jim Carroll, Margaret Hennigan, and Vic Chestnut. And so we want to send a little salute to all three of them. They all had their musical roots here. Margaret, who always helped us all, so pretty and sweet, and gone too soon. Vic Chestnut, who just played here, and Jim Carroll, who often walked these streets with me and Lenny Kaye. So to them all. Yeah. the harm of the world. Whose bones scraped, whose flesh unfurled, who grieves not anyone gone to greet, blame the inspired stars, amazed to stumble where gods get lost. Southern Cross. Crossover. Farewell, friends. Okay, we'll see you in about a half hour. Have a great night. See you soon.
What?
Happy birthday!
Well, pretty soon.
Of my mom who brought me into the world. So. technology. I know, don't say anything. Don't worry, I don't talk on it. Except very rarely. Okay. Hey, I got a text message. Shall I read it to you? It says, have a great show. Wait a second. Wait. Have a great show tonight, Patty Lee. I wish I was there. Love from Athens. Strength and power to New York City. Michael Stipe. All right. Okay. So, don't do this out in public. I know I'm setting a bad example, but I don't do this too often, so I'm sharing with you a rare technological moment. But it's a friend of mine's birthday, and he's sick. So let's see if this works. You don't mind, right? You know what, actually, somebody gave me this as a present, and then I gave my sister the number, but I didn't really know how to use it, and so finally she called me up, and I didn't know really what you're, but I thought it was like a walkie-talkie thing. I'm like, hello, 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 and I hear this voice on this little voice going, put it near your ear, stupid. My friend isn't there, so a moment. We'll try him later. Anyway, it's my friend Milosh's birthday, so happy birthday, Milosh. And it's actually also another good friend of mine's, Anne Mullemeester's birthday. And so happy birthday, Anne. Anne is in Flanders, or I would call. What time is it in Flanders? Probably really, yeah. Okay, well, we won't call Anne. So. But anyway, it's a beautiful thing to have friends whose their birthday, so happy birthday to them. Sorry that took so long.
Sweetness of
Dangerfield than George Harrison, but anyway, anyway, that's a George Harrison song, and that I think he wouldn't really mind that we fucked it up. Actually, I shouldn't say we. You know, this is the week of the blue moon. We had a full moon on December 2nd, and tomorrow night at the peak of my birthday, there will be a full moon. And New Year's Eve, a huge full moon. It's the blue moon, and it's going to be beautiful. So we're ending the year very auspiciously. And so I think that it might be another hard year, but it'll be mystically hard. I mean, last year was just a fucker, but I think next year will have its, of course, strife and difficulties, but I have a feeling it's going to have an air of magic about it, too. So I just feel that.
Scriptures to the tabloids, all the fuss and fight.
above a whisper and a soul of gold in the belly of a boy.
Supposed to do two nights. It's like my birthday and New Year's Eve, and then we started like tacking on this night because we had This was always the dregs night, and but this year we did them all three at the same, and now I'm not sure which night is the dregs night. Yeah, you're probably right. This is the dregs night. You know, we gotta have a night to try new stuff, to debut Just Kiss. I know it seems like I'm doing like a commercial. It's not really like that. I'm just excited. That's all. And so that's all. I mean, I'm not trying to get you to buy it, but I know you can't download it. At least not yet. Anyway, I lost my place. You have to excuse me while I find it. Won't take me long. I don't know if, do we have any newcomers here tonight? Poor you. So in case you're wondering like why I'm talking so much, all I can tell you is this is a lot less than usual. Just trying to find my page. So I'll find it soon. And I did have it all together, but you know how life is. You know, you try to make things perfect and everything all ready, and it just never works out that way. Oh, not quite yet, but thanks. But, okay, we're almost there. Oh, well, that'll pass the time. That's okay, you could do this while I'm looking. I'm gonna let you go because I know that I'm taking a long time here, this is really bad, and I'm starting to feel like maybe they didn't print that page in here, and that would be really bad. No, we're almost there. I know this is really bad, but okay. Here, I found it. Okay, so on September 11th, we lost one of our great poets, Jim Carroll. Jim Carroll was probably the best poet of our generation, and Lenny Kaye, of course, played with Jim in his band, and I did other things with Jim. So, so I thought that I would read a little bit about Jim in my new book, Just Kids. I instantly took a liking to Jim Carroll. He seemed a beautiful person, slim and sturdy, with long red gold hair, black Converse high-top sneakers, and a sweet disposition. I saw in him a mix of Arthur Rimbaud and Parsifal, the holy fool. One night, after a terminally long rehearsal for Island, that's a play I was working on, I bumped into Jim, who was hanging outside the Chelsea, eating a water ice. I asked him if he wanted to come along and go for bad coffee at the donut shop. He said, sure. I told him I liked to write there. On the next night, he took me for bad coffee at Bickford's on 42nd Street. Jim told me that Jack Kerouac liked to write there. It wasn't clear where Jim lived, but he spent a lot of time at the Chelsea Hotel. The following night, he came home with me and wound up staying in my side of the loft. No, I think that now is the time to, I'll just write on, anyway, but, no, I can't, it's just, no, you'll just have to buy Just This. In any event, Lenny would, I'd like to present Lenny Kaye. Thank you.
Pleasure of being in Jim's band and writing this next song with him. It's a beautiful song, and if any of you are around on February 10th, there'll be a memorial reading at St. Mark's Church of Jim's greatest hits, of which there are many, and maybe we'll go salute the guy, because he was a good one. From last week are dancing in the street in homage to the darkness closing in. Exactly what I'm saying, but now we know the reason I still care. But things become so clear when the spider licks your tears, a warning that the time's come to prepare.
Tell me what
Everybody doing okay?
Yeah.
It's really cold out there. Sorry about my cough. I've been slightly under the weather, but I'm not sick now, and you won't get, like, you know, sprayed with anything. It's just a residual cough. Sign of advancing years. You know, when you're over 30. Left the scene, and the boy was just standing there alone, looking at the shiny red tractor that him and his daddy used to sit inside and circle the blue fields and grease the night. It's as if someone had spread butter on all the fine points of the stars, because when he looked up, they started to slip. Then he put his head in the crooks of his arm, and he started to drift, drift, drift to the belly of the ship. Let the ship's light open, and he went inside of it, and so his daddy the control board, streaming beads of light. He saw his daddy on the control board, and he was very different tonight. Lit up with such naked joy that the sun burned around his lids, and his eyes were like two suns, white lids, white opals, seeing everything just a little bit too clearly. And he looked around and he saw there were no black ships in sight, no black funeral cars, nothing there except him, the raven. And he fell on his knees and he looked up and he cried out, no, Daddy, don't leave me here alone. Take me up, Daddy, to the valley of the ship. Let the ship's light open, and he went inside of it. Nobody there except for the birds around the New England farm. And they gathered in all directions, like roses they scattered. And they were like pampas grass, coming together in the head of a shaman bouquet. Slitting his nose and all of us were shooting. And we saw the lights of traffic beckoning, like the hands of Blake, grabbing at his cheeks, taking out his neck, all his limbs. Everything was so twisted. He said,
to the valley.
some latex cartoon. Am I all alone in this generation? We're just dreaming of animation night and day. And it won't give up, it won't let up, it won't let up. Oh, I can see them coming in. I couldn't hear them before, but I hear them now. It's a radar scope. It's all silver and platinum lights, moving in like black ships. They're moving in streams of them. Spare you my usual dental care discussion this year, except simply to say I feel the same way as I did last year, which is, I won't go into it, but please get your teeth professionally cleaned at least once a year. You laugh. Believe me. If I could tell you anything about anything, that would be the thing. If I was like lying there and my last breath and you said, Patty, give us a word of wisdom, I would say, my children, get your teeth professionally cleaned at least once a year.
Thank you.
Jean is not my lover. Billie Jean is not my lover. Billie Jean is not my lover. Billie Jean is not my lover. Thank you, Michael.
You can pay me later, Tony. So, yeah, I know. I loved Billie Jean when it came out. It came out in the 80s, right? I remember I was at, I was in Farmer Jack's, because I was living in Detroit, in the Detroit area, and I was marketing. I don't mean marketing like they do in New York. I mean marketing, going to the market and buying, like. Actually, the first market I ever went to in Detroit, I mean, I'm from South Jersey, so I know. I have seen pigs and piglets before, but like alive. But in Detroit, I went to the market, and they had every part of the pig in the meat section. I was looking for, you know, just like ground round, but there was like the ears, the feet, the snout. What was I talking about? Oh, yeah. I was grocery shopping in Farmer Jack's, and Billie Jean came over the loudspeaker. I thought, yeah, it's a cool song. Little did I know that I would be singing it in front of a screaming crowd in Madison Square Garden years later. I know that perhaps my part of the rendition of Billie Jean was not that great, but you weren't so great either. You were supposed to go insane. Because I said, oh, when they hear this, they are going to go insane. And then you didn't, and it was like, I mean, I'm going to have to go home and take some, you know, Vicodin or something. No, I'm just joking. I'm joking because I can't remember what song is next. Okay, sorry about all that. Just forget I even said any of that.
The clouds, so we go away.
So I thought that I'd like to introduce everybody. Our bass player, who's also playing keyboards, is Tony Shanahan. And we're lucky to have Jack Petroselli with us tonight. Our drummer, J.B. Daugherty. Lenny Kay. Well, we were trying to do all different songs tonight, as some of you might, you know, so that they, you know, I know they're a little raggedy. I know I'm just like yapping a lot, but I'm just excited, and I don't know, I'm just happy, and I've been sick, and now I feel better, and, you know, it's just, and you might say, Patty, you were sick last year, but ever since I was a little kid, I always get sick right near my birthday. I don't know why it is. It's just some kind of reverse. It's the time I was given life. Oh, I just figured it out. Because I was born sick, you know. But that's okay, because that makes you tougher in a way. And anyway, I'm sorry. I just can't control myself. I can't control myself. I could go to seek professional help about it, but I am a professional. Anyway, here's a nice little song that I wrote in memory of Fred. Tony tells us all what to do. Come and fortune seeks us all in slips and bind and rings. We'll turn our heads and make us win. We'll make our arms as wings. For our feet a feather falls, the undersea will fall. Cause time will come and make us rise, make ravens of us all.
heart in the moon.
Did you ever see that thing on Saturday Night Live? It was like several decades ago or something. But the guy that goes, he shows the play, and it's usually about like it's some kind of Puritan or Dutch play, like bad theater. And then he shows the play, and it's like a bunch of Dutch people with like on racks, and they're going for like 10 minutes, and they go, and he says, "That was really bad," and because it's bad theater. And so that's like the epitome of like being really great is being really bad. So I don't know why that came into my mind after that stellar rendition of Ravens we just did. But in any event, now you have something really wonderful will happen. I will be leaving the stage, so you will not hear any talking for at least 4.5 minutes. Oh, well, in that case, let me tell you a half a dozen stories about my childhood. Anyway, thank you. I should like to present Tony Shanahan.
We worked this up while we were waiting for Patty at rehearsal, actually, having fun. But we want to send this out to Vic Chestnut. So,
look out, Mama, there's a white boat coming down the road. Yeah.
Did something here that was not for the people. They were going to charge $26.99 for this book, and I said, "Are you crazy? Make it $27. What's with the 20? What's with the 99 cents? It's like it's not on sale. It's like $26.99. Like it's a bargain. You know, it's like anyway. I got it changed to $27. I mean, I would have changed it to 26, but, you know, they didn't like that idea. So I said, well, charge an extra penny. Just make it, you know, look nice, you know. So if you're wondering and think, well, everybody else's book is, you know, 28.95, or it's my fault. It was an executive decision. And to me, so much more aesthetically appealing. Okay. Excuse me. I think one of the things I was nervous about, well, it's also, I never read these stuff out loud. It's really feels, it's, I don't know. Sorry. I don't know what's wrong with me tonight. I just like just feel like talking and laughing all night. But I know I have a job to do. And like Mighty Mouse, here I come to save the day. I'm going to save you from myself. One late afternoon. Oh, this is a little anecdote about Robert and I. If you don't, what are you talking about? You know that I'm going to be a lot more interesting. Sorry, just being obnoxious. One late afternoon, we were walking down 8th Street when we heard Because the Night blasting from one storefront after another. It was my collaboration with Bruce Springsteen, the single from the album Easter. Robert was our first listener after we recorded the song. I had a reason for that. It was what he had always wanted for me. In the summer of 1978, it rose to number 13 on the top 40 charts, fulfilling Robert's dream that I would one day have a hit record. Robert was smiling and walking in rhythm with the song. He took out a cigarette and lit it. We had been through a lot since our first meeting, when he rescued me from the science fiction writer. You have to find out what that's all about. And we shared an egg cream on a stoop near Tompkins Square. Robert was unabashedly proud of my success. What he wanted for himself, he wanted for us both. He exhaled a perfect stream of smoke. He exhaled a perfect stream of smoke and spoke in a tone he only used with me, a bemused scolding, admiration without envy, our brother-sister language. Patty, he said, you got famous before me.
Desire is hunger, is the fire I breathe. Love is a bed.
noticed that there's a lot of amateur documentarian filmmakers in the audience. Sorry if I say something to you sometimes, but sometimes I can't help it. I'm just a human being. It makes me self-conscious. I'm just, one thing I like about live, like being with you, is I don't have to worry about that, you know, what I look like and everything. And then I'm looking, there's like movie camera, and I'm thinking, God, am I, you know, it starts making you feel, am I moving? Well, you know, you try it. I ain't any different than you, you know. You try having people, you know, you're just, anyway, sorry if I, you know, say stuff, but, because I don't really, I'm not really mean, I'm just semi-mean. But, what was I going to say? Oh, yeah, tomorrow, if you're not here, Steven Sebring's documentary will be on PBS. And, even if you don't want to watch most of it, you have to see my mom and dad. So, control freak Tony Shanahan.
Insisted. I have nothing to do with this.
Oh, it was your idea.
No.
No, you have to come near me. You can't stand over there. Oh, you have a drink now?
Doing this because of the weather.
Yes, it has nothing to do with control. Does it, Tone?
Like I could control.
Yeah. Okay.
I simply must go.
And it's cold outside.
The answer is no.
It is cold outside.
It's welcome. Has been.
I'm lucky you dropped
so
in.
So nice and warm.
Look out the window at that storm.
My sister will be suspicious.
Man, you look so delicious. Waves upon a tropical shore. Now, you have to be serious.
My maiden's aunt's mind is vicious.
And wow, you look so delicious.
Maybe just a half a drink more.
Never saw such a blizzard before.
I gotta go home.
Oh, baby, you'll freeze out there.
So lend me your comb.
It's up to your knees out there.
You've really been grand.
Your eyes are like starlight
but
now.
Don't you see?
How can you do this thing to me?
There's bound to be talk tomorrow.
Making my lifelong sorrow.
At least there'll be plenty involved.
If you caught pneumonia and died.
I really can't stay.
Maybe it's cold outside.
Maybe
it's cold. Ocean's 14. This You, thanks. You've been really good sports. No, because doing three nights like this, it's like an arc, and tonight is our beginning, and we see where we go. But thank you for starting us out on this three-day journey. And, you know, if we don't see you in the next 2 days, have a great New Year. God bless you all. Thank you so much for coming.
Love train, people all over the world, join. love train, love train. People all over the world, join hands. Start a love train, love train. People all over the world, join hands. Start a love train, love train. People all over the world, join hands. Start a love train, love train. Good night, everybody. Our train will still be riding till the end of the line.
Next year. No matter what, we're gonna have a fucking year.